welcome everyone to today's podcast. What we're going to talk about today is another amazing success story of one of my students, or two of my students, who live in a regional area. And that particular regional area, its prices or the value of its properties dropped by something like 30% over you know, a couple of years of time frame. And what do you do in circumstances like that? Most people sit there and they complain and they you know, go the poor me, woe is me, play the victim, all of that kind of stuff. When in reality, what you should be doing is going, you know what, there are opportunities everywhere in any market. And getting out there and taking advantage of that. And that's exactly what my next two guests have done. They've taken control even in a terrible market and have been able to turn their cash flow around to absolutely amazing figures in such a downtrodden market. So let me introduce them to you. Their names are Cara and Josh. Guys, are you there?
We are, yeah.
Glad to have you.
Hello.
There. So you guys come from a small country town in a regional area that was in the doldrums, is that right?
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's probably a larger sort of regional town. We are in North Queensland, so we are definitely affected a lot by the mining downturn.
Yep.
So I guess, yeah, that was the biggest thing. We're surrounded by a lot of negativity as well, you know, just being in the town.
Mm.
A lot of people are struggling. There's, you know, banks repossessing places all the time. It's just, it's something that you hear a lot of. It's, you know, kind of, I guess you get to the point where it is a bit sad and it does get a bit disheartening as to, you know, you've got existing properties and you're in this place that's heading down and keeps going down.
A lot of people start in quite bad situations. It seems to be that, you know, you have to feel the pain before they're ready to actually get out there and have a look for an alternative to make things happen. So let's just explain your situation pre-joining the I Love Real Estate community. From memory, I think you had three properties already that were costing you something like $1,200 a week to keep.
That's right, yep.
That must hurt. Do you both of you work or only one of you works?
Both of us do work, yep. So we both work full time.
Wow. So both of you working, struggling with $1,200 a week is a lot of money to come up with. I mean, that's a wage.
It is.
Going towards negative cash flow on a property. And because of the downturn in the market, I think you were negative equity as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think we're about negative 200-ish in our equity. So we were very stuck.
Wow. Okay. And I guess there's just some figures here. I think you said that that $1,200 a week worked out to $64,000 negative cash flow. Not good.
No, not at all. Definitely not.
And Josh, I think you work on a roster. Is that right? You're on an on-off roster?
Yeah, I was working 28 days on and 7 days off, but two of the 7 days I had to spend flying over to work. So it was really 30 days on and 5 days off,
wow.
4 days off.
Oh, doesn't leave much time to try and get out of a hole.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, so what made you want to come and have a look at whether you wanted to join the I Love Real Estate program? And what did you think sitting in the audience there listening to the presentations?
So I went along it was just like an evening, you know, instead of the one day, it was a few hours in the evening.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was actually home at that stage, which was good, but I decided to take one of my friends along that, she also does a lot in property.
Okay.
And I was speaking to her. She's got a bit of a portfolio herself, and it's always something that interests me. And I think, oh, how do you end up with that many properties? And, you know, what have you done? And I found her being, you know, a bit of a motivation to go along. And she's always wanted to go, you know, and check out the I Love Real Estate community ones.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to go together. I left Josh at home because I didn't think he'd be really interested in it anyway.
I think I just finished work also, so I just finished flying on that.
Fair enough.
That was a bit, he was just a bit over it, and I was like, well, look, I really want to take my friend and see what she thinks.
Right.
So I guess, yeah, we'll kind of just go in with an open mind, just wanting to get a bit of information, check it out. By the end of it, I think I had about 2 or 3 pages of notes. I was like jotting down all these things going, oh my gosh, this is amazing, this is incredible. I think the biggest thing that I got out of it, not so much, you know, a lot of people have their cross-secured properties and they do all those sort of mistakes and negatively geared, but I think the biggest thing I found was once someone stood up there and said, do not buy negatively geared property, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. especially up here in mining, in mining, it's everyone's dream to go and buy a property that loses the money, and it always just, I just couldn't get it myself. I hated it. We didn't set out to get negatively geared properties at all. It was only because the market dropped that it ended that way.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, so I think having that, and I went, oh my goodness, thank God someone who sort of is thinking around the same wavelength, I suppose, and you know, just seeing those success stories shown on that night as well, it really inspired me to go, oh wow, look at these people and where they're from. You know, they were just like us to start with as well.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. You know, he was from another regional town in Queensland as well, where he started, and he, yeah, did amazingly well. Also the other success stories, and I think just the vibe from them as well, you can see that they were happy, they were achieving things, you know, they wanted to improve their life, and that's what they did.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest thing, yeah.
So obviously for you, you know, joining the I Love Real Estate community, a lot is online. You do a lot of the training and a lot of study online. But coming to the live events would have meant, you know, a fair bit of travel for you. Has that been a problem? Because I think you mentioned there before that the last event that we did a couple of weeks ago was the first one that Josh was actually able to attend. So you, Cara, had to do it on your own, effectively, to start with.
Yeah.
And how do you find coming away from something like a boot camp where it's 3 days of, oh, my God, full on, you walk away with your head spinning at the best of times, to then go home to Josh and go, I've now got to explain all this to you.
She does, but she drills it into me if I wasn't there.
I think, yeah, you just, coming away from one of those events, you're just so inspired and you're so motivated, and you do. I was, you know, at night time, you sort of sit in your room and you go, oh, my goodness, and you think through all these things you could do. You go over the properties. Like, I had these big lists of what our current properties were, where they were at, what we could potentially do, just to start sort of that thinking process of, okay, what can we do with each of them? And then, yeah, I was sort of talking to Josh as well. He was working, like, he was over on roster, so he was working, you know, long days and that sort of stuff. So I said, hey, mate, I'm just trying to sort out what we're going to do, so I'll talk to you later.
Oh, no.
Didn't even get to speak to her at night
time
or nothing.
I was like, I'm busy. Like, I'm on a mission. But, yeah, it is hard to explain to people, I suppose, the motivation that you do get out of them, but it's just incredible being in a room with so many people that have the same passion, want to do the same things that you're doing, and everyone wants to achieve and just make, you know, a better lifestyle or change what they're doing or get out of their job, or there's just so many different reasons people do these things, and they're so, you know, every one of them is very inspiring. And I think being able to come home and then tell Josh all about it is really cool as well, but to actually experience it is a whole nother level.
I think that that experience is something that's very important from a motivational perspective, because you really just can't explain it, because, you know, the mates in the market is something that I believe is a very strong component of the I Love Real Estate community. Having other people just to support and inspire you, not only the other students, but also the professionals, you know, the lawyers and the accountants and the strategists and the coaches and all of these people that you can tap into if you feel that you're a bit off track or you need a bit of a pep talk or that sort of thing, because there probably wouldn't have been too many people from your hometown at that event, would there?
No, actually, I don't know if anyone else come, especially, yeah, no one that we knew. We have tried to see, you know, who's around, but, yeah, no one from here.
So you got to tap in completely online.
Pretty much.
Yep. So your first action was actually to go and buy a very cheapy property in a regional area because basically from the position you were starting with, that's all you could afford. Is that right?
Yeah, that's it. Yep. We had no other, you know, didn't have much in savings. We couldn't use other property, obviously, because we were negatively geared or negative equity as well.
Yeah.
We knew we needed to do something and we needed to do it before we couldn't. So we were in a good position to be able to do something. So we just needed to make it happen then.
Okay. So that little property that you bought, quite low end, I think it was only about a $90,000 property.
You
did a little makeover on it and increased the value by $90,000. How long did that take you?
Probably 2 months, I think it was. Yeah, 2 months.
So 2 months you made 90 grand. That's not bad from a, you know, hourly rate.
Yeah, exactly. I think the biggest thing as well, you know, Josh was still working. I was still working. So we did things on, you know, in the evening, even some of my lunch breaks, you know, I was going dipping off to Bunnings and picking up taps and things like that. And, yeah, like weekends, it was just so if we had have just got in and got it done, we probably could have got it a lot quicker. But, yeah, I mean, still what we did in that time, we definitely, like, transformed the whole place. Yeah, we did pretty well.
So using one of the manufactured income strategies, you were also then able to turn that into a positive cash flow of around about $4,500 a year. That's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really exciting to be able to, you know, pull that off. Obviously, we did all our figures and everything, and we knew it would work. We knew it would stack up.
Do your fees, good girl.
Yeah, definitely. obviously, to make sure, because we didn't want this to end up like the other ones.
Yeah, that's right.
We had it before.
Yep.
And I think just having that, you know, to get that positive cash flow at the end of it, it actually worked out better than what we expected it was going to be. We thought it was going to be about neutral, but it would have improved. But yeah, we were really stoked when we ended up with $4,500 positive a year.
See, the thing for all the listeners is that when you go and, you know, create equity, because you're in a down market, so the only growth you're going to get is what you actually make happen. And in this particular case, you gained $90,000 in value. Mm-hmm. But also, to have something that's positive cash flow at the end, what that means is you can afford to hold it. And that $4,500, you are never, ever going to have to work for again. And that's just an amazing feeling. That's like a pension for life of nearly $5,000. It's like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. It is a good feeling to know, oh, wow, we've accomplished that in such a short time. I think that was the motivator. Then we're like, wow, we've done this. Look what we've actually achieved.
So then you thought, well, you know, if we can do this on a new property, we can probably go back and fix some of your mistakes that you made on some of your other properties.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
So by doing that, you went back and, you know, one of the things I do is look at opportunity cost analysis on every one of your existing properties.
Mm-hmm.
But basically on one of your properties, which was negatively cash flowed, you spent, the next property was actually a property that you rented. You didn't even buy. Is that right?
Our first one was actually our PPR. So we were living in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was costing us a fortune, and because the market dropped so much, we couldn't sell it. So we weren't in a position where we could sell. Our loan was probably higher than what we would sell it for, so we had to keep it. But that was costing us an absolute fortune. So, yeah, we used one of the strategies, and we've been able to turn that completely around. We've moved out of the property, and now we live with my parents, which is something that we are happy doing because we have a goal and we know where we're going, and we're not going to be here for that long anyway. Mm. It's just one of those things that you do to get into a better position, and it's allowed us to do so much more.
Well, that with turned everything a negative,
else. So, yeah.
That turned a negative cash flow into something like $8,000 positive, didn't it?
That's right. Yep. That's it. Yep. So that one is, yeah, now positive $8,000. And if we were to just rent it normally, it probably would have been negative at least $4,000, $5,000 or $6,000.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a big difference in what we've been able to do, and there's no way we would have been able to do that without the education we've had. Definitely not.
So by implementing that particular manufactured income strategy, you were then able to take over other properties and turn them into positive as well.
That's it. We did, yep. So we've got done the same sort of strategy on a property we don't even own ourselves, and that gives us a cash flow of $12,000 a year. So it's amazing what can be done.
Wow, that must have really had a big turnaround, because, I mean, you were 64 negative. Yep. And you've really only been with the I Love Real Estate community for something like 10 months. Is that all?
Yeah, that's right. I think we're almost at our 10 months now. So it's actually, yeah, just under 10 months that we've been able to just completely change everything around. So, you know, if you're motivated and you need to do it and you just get in and do it, it's amazing what you can make happen.
That's fantastic. So in those 10 months, you've done a deal where you increased equity by what you did by $90,000, but yep. Then with what you've done with your properties and the properties that the new property you bought and properties that you don't even own, you were able to increase your cash flow by like $65,000 with another what, 25 or something in the pipeline.
That's right. Gosh. Yeah.
That is such a good turnaround in 10 months.
Yeah, it's huge. It's made a huge difference in our lives, especially the biggest being Josh doesn't have to work on a 28-day away roster anymore.
Yay!
He's now only 2-hour drive away.
That's fantastic.
And doing, yeah, 5-on, 5-off. So, yeah, it's amazing. We actually get to see him.
That is absolutely fantastic. And, I mean, if you keep going at this rate, you'll be retired in 2 years.
Absolutely, but don't tell my boss.
Are you going to let Josh quit as well?
Oh, he's first, actually. That's what we want to do. He'll be first leaving his job.
And then you'll put him on the tools.
Yeah, that's it.
Which is fine. I'm not worried about that. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
He's happy with that. So, yeah, it's definitely our big goal to do that. And just, yeah, more family time is the biggest thing. It's just, it's so amazing what you can achieve. And if you actually, you know, you do it and look what we've done in such a short time, it's not going to be long before we're going to have the freedom to do whatever we want.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So for you guys, I mean, you know, $65,000 turnaround in 10 months with deals that you have on the table right now, another 25 to come out of them. When do you expect that 25 to start to come in?
6 months at maximum. So we've got a construction that we're working on at the moment.
Oh, fantastic. So
six
months' time, which would put you, well, under the 18-month mark. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a, what, 90, 100 grand?
Yeah.
90? Am I right? No, 90 grand, beg your pardon. $90,000 passive income created in less than 18 months.
Yeah.
That's pretty good going, guys. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
So if you were advising somebody sitting out there going, oh, my God, I'm in the doldrums, I can't do this, I can't do that, you know, I want something else in my life, what would you say to them?
Going up to I Love Real Estate.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just about you need the education to do it, you need the support and the motivation. Because I think that's the biggest thing, you know, there's so many different ways you can do things, but I think especially being in this community, it is just amazing what people achieve. You've got that motivation constantly. There's so many contacts we now have. We talk to people all the time and they always keep you in check. But I think the biggest thing is just do it and just give it a go. Mm. If you actually, you know, sit down, make your goals, just get in and do it, it's amazing what you can achieve.
Tell me, how did your family react when you said that you were, you know, spending money on education?
They
weren't didn't tell them.
I told Mum. She's actually an accountant, so she's very conservative.
Mm-hmm. So am I.
She, yeah. She kind of said, "Oh, Cara, gosh, you know, you'll just do what you want to do anyway, because I'm just the kind of person that I'll just do it, then I'll tell her later.
You sound like me.
Yeah, it's like, hey, this is what I've done. But she was like, look, it's your choice. She kind of said, oh, God, you know, what are you doing? But when I, because she's an accountant, she loves the spreadsheet. So before we did that first purchase, I took her along to, like, the open home and the things like that. I gave her all the, you know, what I've done, what I've worked out, what it's going to do. This is what I'm going to do. This is my comparisons. You know, I showed her everything. And she was like, wow. She was really surprised that we'd gone to that much, you know, research and
fantastic,
you know, feasibilities and things. Yeah, she was just in amazed. She's like, wow, okay. Yeah, well, I think you can actually pull this off. I was like, well, we will.
What do you mean, think?
Yeah. And since that first one, though, everyone just, like, they love hearing about what we're doing. Yeah, like, what are you doing next? We've got our friends that always, you know, give us a call, send us a text, you know, what are you doing? Can you come and help me? What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, that's
so it's
fantastic.
Really good. Everyone's been so positive now. I think they were a bit skeptical at the start, but from what we've done, they're like, wow, okay, cool. You're really doing this.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I guess the thing is now, I mean, you are in a, you know, an area where there's not a lot of other students around and things like that. The important thing for you is to get your mates going along as well. Because, you know, then a whole tribe of you are moving forward together and you've got people around you you can hang out with and talk to about, you know, kind of language that most people don't talk.
No. You sit there and you're sort of at barbecues and things like that with your friends and they're like, what? It's like all you want to talk about and they're like, what?
I'm trying to explain to some of the boys at work and they're like, exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, equity, what's that? Yeah.
The usual question that I get, particularly from people working in mining areas, because they can be quite negative, it can actually go into a whole negative spiral sometimes, is the concept of paying tax. Because, you know, a lot of them, as you said earlier, they just want to get out there, buy a property, lose some money so they don't have to pay tax.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's such a reverse thinking that I can't believe Australia has got this far with this philosophy that's what you're supposed to do, because it's just, it keeps people in their jobs. I mean, in a lot of mining environments, they all want to have a different life. They don't want to work shift work, all of that sort of thing. Well, buying negatively geared investment properties is just going to keep them there.
Yeah.
So for you to actually then go out and say, oh, I bought this property, it makes me, you know, $5,000, $10,000, $8,000, $12,000, whatever it is, positive cash flow, it means, my God, you're going to have to pay tax on that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what are you doing?
It makes money. You don't want to make money.
Yeah.
And of course, they don't realize all of the structures and things you can use to put them in. So you don't, you know, you're not paying the top marginal tax bracket like you are with your earned income. You can significantly reduce the tax that you're paying by the use of structures and other things.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. How did with your mum being an accountant, Cara? How did she handle all the trust stuff?
She was really good. She's like, yeah, that's really great. That's excellent. She helps me with my bookwork and everything like that.
Good.
She's like, look, I'm really busy. I can't do it all, but she helps me. You know, just explains a bit as well, because I think that really helps. Because I guess when you're not an accountant, there's so many different things. But yeah, so we actually use one of the specialists, Accounting Network.
Yeah.
So they're fantastic. Like, they're so good. They run through everything for you. They explain everything in detail. And then, yeah, what I did is I was just telling Mum. She's like, yeah, that's great. That's awesome. Good job. So I'm glad they're actually, you know, telling you the right things. Because you do hear of, you know, other educational type or seminars and that sort of stuff where they don't teach the right thing.
No, they don't.
So I think that's where she was really like, oh, what are you doing? But her favourite thing definitely was when I said, Mum, they actually said don't buy negatively geared property, because that was her big thing. She's always told me, Cara, do not do it. So I was like, yes.
And we don't sell your properties either.
No. No, you don't.
Well, congratulations, guys. You've done very well in such a hugely short space of time. I can't wait to hear the next exciting episode and, you know, give you guys another 12 months. My God, where are you going to be?
Yeah.
Why don't we do a follow-up in, say, 12 months' time? We'll get you back on and say, hey, look what we've done in another 12 months. And you'd be great guys to get out there and just track and show, and because you're a huge inspiration to so many people.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, we'd love to do that, definitely.
Fantastic. Well, let's lock it in just before Christmas next year. Let's make it happen.
Excellent. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Okay, guys. And for all the listeners, thanks for joining in. Make sure you get onto the website, www.iloverealestate.tv. Lots and lots of free stuff on there. You'll spend days and days just going through all the free stuff that I've got on there, lots of resources. And make sure you subscribe to iTunes. They're all free, and all the podcasts that come out. And make sure that you refer to your friends as well, so that they're all on the journey with you. Just like Cara and Josh, get your mates along, get them going as well, because then you've got mates in the market to be able to move forward together with. And it's nice to have somebody to go and have a play with who can actually afford to go here, go there, go on this trip or whatever, because they're all doing that same journey together. So mates in the market are important. So, guys, thanks heaps. Bye for now, and I will get you back on again in about 12 months' time. I think we'll do a bit of a follow-up.
Yep, sounds perfect.
Awesome. Okay, thanks, guys, and bye for now, and I'll be back again to talk to you all very soon with another exciting guest. So talk to you soon, guys. Bye now.